Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 279 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the Major Super Abilities section, and today we are going to be discussing Karmic Power. This is a major super ability that is about being on the side of right, being a good person, whatever the hell that is supposed to mean in this very strange and very conflicted role-playing game about heroism. I can hear you now, if you're reading along with me in the book, you're going to ask, why aren't we talking about the hilarious picture on the right-hand side of this page about a tiger man caught in three stages of transition between mildly tigery and extremely tigery, like Mr. Takitani tigery? Listen, I would love to talk about that picture, but you can check it out for yourself, and we're going to be talking about lycanthropy later, which is the power that illustration connects to. Today, I couldn't miss an opportunity to talk about karmic power, because it is a very curious power indeed, very strange. And it's one of only a few places in Heroes Unlimited where we actually talk about heroism. For a game that is all about playing heroes who fight villains and theoretically fight for justice and all that stuff, despite the fact that it's the 90s, heroes still do a fair bit of that, we don't talk about good and evil very much. We don't talk about motivations for heroism much. We don't talk much about what makes you one of the good guys as opposed to one of the bad guys. And it has very little impact on the game. You know, unlike other role-playing games where we talk a lot about values and ideologies and relationships and all the things that motivate people to heroism, and they actually come into play and you roll dice about them, in Heroes Unlimited, it pretty much doesn't matter. Except here, karmic power runs on heroism. Quote, karmic power, an unique power that can adjust the odds in the character's favor. The character is able to influence his luck and those around him via a sort of karmic aura. Karma is an energy of positive or negative effect. Theoretically, it is an aspect of the constant struggle between good and evil, order and chaos. This means that only characters with a good alignment, principled, scrupulous, or unprincipled, can have this power. If the character's alignment is evil or anarchist, a different super ability must be selected. Now, we could get into the bonuses that this gives you, but they're honestly not overly impressive, and it's pretty basic, right? It gives you a bunch of bonuses all the time when you're doing the right thing, or you can confer these bonuses on someone else who is a good guy who is doing the right thing. And if you do bad things, then you might lose these powers. More on that later. More interesting is the standard of behavior, good versus evil. You may have noticed that this power is available to anyone of good alignment. And then the game says, quote, principled, scrupulous, or unprincipled. Now you'll recall that unprincipled is not, in fact, a good alignment. Yet karmically, it counts. And this is a really good opportunity to talk about the implicit ethics of the game, because it means that we can maybe identify where the division exactly is between good and evil in this game. Now, you may recall a little review here on ethics in Heroes Unlimited from way back in the alignment section. There are three categories of alignment: good, selfish, and evil. There are, the author strenuously tells us, no neutral alignments in this game. Kevin Sambita goes so far as to say, most of the things in this game you could house rule, you cannot house rule this. He will come to your house and beat the shit out of you. You cannot have neutral alignments in Heroes Unlimited. It's very important. There are only good, selfish, and evil alignments. Selfish is in the middle. It's not the same as evil. The selfish alignments are unprincipled and anarchist, but they both tend one way or the other. Unprincipled is the Han Solo type character, as the game itself says, and unprincipled is like honorary good. Whereas anarchist characters, who are also selfish, like an unprincipled character, are sort of like quasi-evil or anti-hero type characters. And therefore, you can understand why karmic power might be available to unprincipled characters. Because if we look a little more closely at the effects of karmic power, it says, quote, when the cause is just, the motives good and or selfless, the following bonuses apply to the character. And then blah, 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 a bunch of bonuses. Just cause, good and or selfless motives. Those are really the linchpins of karmic power. You're on the side of the angels if you're acting with a good cause and good motives. If you're unprincipled, you might not be doing that all the time, but you will be some of the time, and that says something about your character, something that is important to this game's perspective on who is good. You can also lose karmic power. Quote, bad karma occurs when the karmic superbeing does something cruel, unnecessarily selfish or petty, evil, or anything strictly against his alignment. It goes on to say that, like, the first time you screw up, you might lose these powers, temporarily at least. Quote, a second or more actions contrary to his alignment, or a horribly evil or selfish act like intentionally betraying a friend will turn all his bonuses into penalties. So, one strike against you if you do something, one, cruel, two, unnecessarily selfish or petty, three, evil, four, anything strictly against your alignment. And then there's an extra level of bad where you do something extremely horrible, like betraying a friend. You can possibly get your karmic powers back if you make a really good self-sacrifice, aka the Darth Vader clause. While the game doesn't make a big deal about it, these are actually some pretty interesting ethical perspectives. And it got me thinking, like, am I a good person, according to Heroes Unlimited? And what kind of a good person am I? Am I maybe a selfish person leaning good? Or, I dread to think, could I be an anarchist? So I thought I'd take a look at the alignment guidelines in Heroes Unlimited to see what each alignment is like what rules there are for the behavior of each one. And they are rules if you've got this power, because if you act contrary to your alignment, then you could lose this power outright. So whatever your alignment's rules are, you got to follow them. And these alignment rules, they're a little like the Ten Commandments. The first thing you see at a glance is the big ones, and you think you're doing fine. Thou shalt not kill. Hey, I'm doing great. Batting 1,000 so far. Graven images, never a one. I've never made one graven image. That's how cool a guy I am. Bear false witness against your neighbors. I mean, under the assumption that neighbors means my friends, not like my literal neighbors who I do not remotely know or care about. No, I don't lie about my friends, so I'm doing great. But then you look a little closer. Keep the Sabbath. Uh-oh. Do I keep the Sabbath? Nah, that's podcasting day. Do I take the Lord's name in vain? Mega Dumbcast listeners will know that I do. I have in fact set up a sort of daily auto pay on taking the Lord's name in vain. This isn't looking so good. Covet thy neighbor's wife? Fuck, almost exclusively. I gotta be honest with you. They're the wives who are around. What do you want me to do? My point is, when you dig into these rules, you find that they're a little bit harder to observe than you think. But like the Ten Commandments, they also got a lot of values baked in that I don't necessarily agree with. For example, a principled character will, quote, always keep his word. You contrast that with the scrupulous character who will keep his word to other good people, and the unprincipled character who will, quote, lie and cheat if necessary, especially to those of anarchist and evil alignments. Then you go down to anarchist, may keep his word, lie and cheat if he feels it necessary. Now we're no longer wearing the kid gloves when it comes to deception toward good people, therefore we're over the line to evil, according to Heroes Unlimited. Similarly, relationship to the law. Here's one where I maybe fall more toward the unprincipled side. The principled character, quote, always work within the law whenever possible. Two, quote, never break the law unless conditions are desperate. Quote, respect authority, law, self-discipline, and honor. And then you take that all the way down to unprincipled. This is a character who is described as, quote, a freebooter who will do what he must to achieve his goals, stopping short of anarchy and a total disregard of the law. It also says, quote, blatantly break the law to achieve his crime-busting goal. So he'll break the law to fight crime. Then down to anarchist, it says, quote, have little respect for authority, the law, or self-discipline, and, quote, constantly break the law to achieve his goals. Not just his crime-busting goals, but his goals in general. Like, hey, if I don't get to this Pixar movie in time, I'm gonna miss the short, aka the best part. I better run every red light along the way, heedless of people's health. That's an anarchist. That's a bad person. Or, hey, let me download this cartoon illegally because I have a cartoon podcast and I can't afford to buy every cartoon ever made. That also makes you an anarchist. Shit. I mean, I hate to admit it. It seems selfish when I say it out loud, but did you know that my other podcast, my real podcast, Gammable, has no crime-busting goal? It's purely for my decadent pleasure. And my willingness to break the law to make it, that makes me an anarchist, if not a miscreant, frankly. It's also worth noting that the unprincipled character will, quote, have a high regard for life and freedom. Notice that this has nothing to do with how you behave. It's just like what you support. If a pollster called you and said, hey, are you pro life and freedom? You would say, yeah. Very different from the anarchist character who, in addition to trampling over the lives of others, also doesn't care, which makes them like over the line to evil. And I can't even explain to you how many times we get some variation of the idea of a heart of gold with the unprincipled character. You may recall from our earlier discussion way, way back on page like 21 of Alignment that, quote, thieves, robbers, stoolies, numbers runners, strongmen, flunkies, forgers, fences, and con artists tend to be anarchist or miscreant, which are evil or selfish-leaning evil alignments who can't take karmic power. Whereas, quote, white-collar crooks like embezzlers, gigolos, and even some con artists and stoolies slash police informants may be unprincipled and therefore could take karmic power. So con men are bad, but con men who are also snitches may be good in terms of the cosmic forces of Heroes Unlimited. As long as you're working with the cops and you're engaging in mainly white-collar crime, then you're good deep down. You've got a heart of gold. And so the universe sees what you do and is like, well, that guy's a real shithead. That guy's stealing money from people. That guy's reinforcing a terrible and corrupt system for his own benefit, but he abstractly cares about life and values freedom, e.g. the freedom to engage in fraud. And also, he's got a heart of gold. Just look at that adorable little white-collar criminal. I mean, he does bad things, but he's a good person. You can tell because he is, you know, middle class. And he respects the law. Don't forget that. You can imagine the angel and the devil arguing over this guy's soul. And the angel is like, oh, no, remember? He did engage in massive fraud and a cover-up. But then eventually, when he was in trouble, remember, he didn't turn in his friend, the criminal, who conspired with him to ruin people's retirements. But that other person who wasn't his personal friend, who was engaged in the plot, he did snitch on him. So that's working with the police, which is a mark in his favor. Open those pearly gates. Here comes this corporate shithead to claim his eternal reward. And get karmic powers. Get karmic powers when he is well motivated. So even if he's got to break some laws and collect some dirty money to do it, if his goal is to fight crime, then because he is essentially, fundamentally good, because he is motivated by good things, then karmic powers will work for him. Whereas if he didn't care about the law at all, if he were an anarchist who thought the law was bad, rather than a shithead who thought the law was good, just not for me, that makes all the difference. An anarchist will never gain the benefit of karmic power, never can, because the anarchist does not have a heart of gold and does not, in theory, support the law he's breaking. The dumbest thing on this page, I think, is, as is so often the case lately, multi-part. Fundamentally, it's the lack of guidance about what constitutes good behavior, since this is a power that is contingent on good behavior. You gotta be doing the right thing, you gotta be on the side of the angels to use this power. You gotta have a good alignment, or unprincipled, to even take it in the first place, and if you act contrary to your alignment, then you will lose it. At the GM's discretion, I guess. And so the sub-dumb thing is, this game only has implicit messages about what constitutes good and bad, what constitutes the forces of order and chaos in this world, and they are Nancy Reagan-esque in their bullshit, bougie morality. And I, for one, would be pretty furious as a supervillain if I got brought in by some asshole making millions of dollars off of, you know, insider trading, who nonetheless gets karmic power, but then later loses it because he turned his friend in for labor violations. Like, that's a fucked up way to look at the world. And if you're gonna look at the world in that fucked up way, I think you have an obligation to really put it on the page for the player who's thinking of taking karmic power, rather than just sort of leaving it as the hidden ethical logic of Heroes Unlimited. Anyway, hopefully this delve into ethics has not been too dull. I'm very interested in this game's perception of heroism, and we don't get to talk about it honestly as often as I thought we would throughout this book. So thanks for indulging me on this rather more analytical episode than is usual. And as a reward, join me next time for an episode with no redeeming intellectual qualities on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.